Biblical End Time Prophecies, Chapter
22. I am the election apostle prophet. Heavenly Father, I pray this prayer humbly before the Father of spirits, the Father of lights, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I humbly pray that you will minister to every person that reads or hears this chapter read, or they read it themselves, and that you grant them sufficient revelation that they can be called your children. That not one that you grant the revelation to a certain level will be rejected by you. But you will teach them, bring them up, and you will keep them as your people. I know you, Father. You're a God of great mercy. A God of great compassion. Your compassions fail not. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, I know you, and I know your Son Jesus personally, and you know me personally, and everything about me. And you know that your interest is not to get rid of people, but your interest is to save from destruction. Thank you, Doyle.
Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see that thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, and they that have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. End of book.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning of time, the spring began to flow. In a garden he called Eden, where man and wife abode. But the stream was downed by wife and man. Sin brought it to an end. It would take a life most precious to bring the flow again. There's a river flowing from God's throne. It flows eternally, flowing with His love for you and me, perfecting holy righteousness in me. In time the spring would wind its way through a garden by a hill, where the Son of Man was lifted up to obey His Father's will. And He rose again triumphant, the truth for all to know. And in an upper room the faithful felt the rivers overflow. There's a river flowing from God's throne. It flows eternally, flowing with His love for you and me, perfecting holy righteousness in me. And the soft, pure river of the water of life, flowing free and clear. And on either side, the tree of life, bearing fruits throughout the year. And where that stream will flow, the waters live and the tree will grow. And its leaves are for the healing of the nations. And its leaves are for the healing of the nations. There's a river flowing from God's throne. It flows eternally, flowing with His love for you and me, perfecting holy righteousness in me. There's a river flowing from God's throne. It flows eternally, flowing with His love for you and me, perfecting holy righteousness in me. There's a river flowing from God's throne. It flows eternally, flowing with His love for you and me, perfecting holy righteousness in me. There's a river flowing from God's throne. It flows eternally, flowing with His love for you and me, perfecting holy righteousness in me.